Next station we're going to do together is going to be Jimmy Hunter, J-I-M-M-Y, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. Mr. Hunter's date of birth is 8-22-56. Today is 2/25/2024. Jimmy is a 67-year-old gentleman who suffers from end-stage coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction times 3, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction of at least 20% or less. Given the fact that he has a defibrillator, he had 8 stents in his heart, has had a history of stroke, period. He lives by himself. Unfortunately, he continues to smoke. We had a long discussion regarding his habit. He doesn't drink alcohol. Patient used to be in transportation, transport cars, has 3 children, 3 girls and 1 boy. Patient's medication includes Senna Plus, lisinopril 5 milligram once a day. Senna Plus is PRN. Lasix 20 milligram a day, Losartan 25 milligram once a day, Abactrin 25 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Crestor 40 milligram a day, Protonix 20 milligram a day. Review of system, shortness of breath, weakness, orthopnea, PND. Patient is no longer able to drive short long distances because of increased shortness of breath. Has had some pedal edema, is in need of nebulizer, uses a walker to get around. Despite using a walker, he gets very short-winded very quickly. He also has had a history of stroke times 2. They appear to be a lacunar stroke with no lateralizing symptoms at this time. Allergy, penicillin, COVID immunization up to date. Family history, both mom and dad died in a house fire at different times. Surgery, hernia repair and defibrillator replacement and stent placement times 8. Patient at time of interview was awake, alert, and no distress. Last hospitalization, by the way, was in 2019, where he had a myocardial infarction. Blood pressure is 130 over 90, pulse is 88, respiration 20. Heart positive, pump positive, is 2 with an S3 gallop. Lungs, ronchi, few rounds. Abdomen, soft. Neck, positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity, trace edema. Here we have a 67-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, end-stage coronary artery disease, low ejection fraction, evident by a defibrillator in place, status post 8 stent placements with history of stroke. Patient is becoming more and more short of breath. At one time, he refused oxygen, and apparently the oxygen was taken away. Patient will be evaluated. Patient O2SAD will be evaluated by hospice nurse next visit, both at rest and at activity. Next one is add nebulizer. Next one is continue with the walker. Next one is overall prognosis remains poor. Next number, he understands his limitation, but unfortunately continues to smoke, which is a huge detriment for him, but he's not willing to talk about stopping smoking at this time. Thank you.